Kenny joining us, who is the president of Riverdale Education Foundation.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. Americans freed from Russia. I'm Sherry Preston. Two Americans coming home from Russian detention. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich and former Marine Paul Whelan exchanged as part of a Russian prisoner swap. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more from the White House.
President Biden has said he has been fighting every day to try to bring these Americans who've been wrongfully detained in Russia home. So as we what we know right now, we are told that they have agreed to a prisoner swap that includes the release of Evan Gerskovich and Paul Whelan. And those are, of course, two of the most high-profile Americans who have been wrongfully detained.
A year ago, after her brother had been held for 4 months, Evan Gerskovich's sister Danielle said her family was trying to remain strong.
I don't know how he's staying so brave, but it means I have to stay brave for him, too.
Both Gerskovich and Whelan had been convicted of espionage, charges they and the U.S. government denied. This is ABC News. Evacuation orders still in effect in Northern California with a park fire now twice the size of New York City. Here's ABC's Melissa Adan.
Governor Newsom declaring a state of emergency as several wildfires burn across the state. Here in Chico, we're at a command center. This is where nearly 6,000 fire personnel have set up to battle the park fire. It is a historic wildfire, already considered the fifth largest in California's history. It has scorched over 600 square miles and is 18% contained. Now, thousands are evacuated, the blaze destroying more than 400 homes or businesses.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer planning to introduce the No Kings Act today. It would lay out that presidents do not have immunity for criminal acts and attempt to undo last month's Supreme Court decision. And two major rivals are teaming up. Nissan and Honda say they have a deal to share components for electric vehicles and will work together on software for self-driving cars. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A high of 84 today with intermittent showers and thunderstorms likely. Scattered showers gradually diminishing tonight and a low of 67. For Friday, partly cloudy, very warm and muggy and a high of 89. Right now in Richland Center on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, we're at 78 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
We're off. Here is day number 4 of the Walk with Grace auction. These items are for sale until 10:30, with the monies raised going toward Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. First of all, from St. Mary's Parish, we have a fish fry certificate. It is yours for the right money today. Second of all, we have a $50 Chet's Feed Seed and Such certificate, as given to us by Edward Jones in Richland Center. We have more Molly B tickets this half hour. Two tickets to the December 7th show in Reedsburg at the Cal Center. And courtesy of Jolene Newkirk, 1 pound of chocolate homemade fudge. Oh, right. So, Michael, you're eligible to bid if you want to. You got to get a number, though. 647-2111 is the number. If you do not have a bidder number, you can call and we can take care of that as well. This item will be on sale until 11 o'clock this morning. We have a large pickup load of dry firewood. They will deliver within 25-mile radius of Richland Center, donated to us by Muller Auto Body, a large pickup load of dry firewood. You'll really thank Grace when we hit the middle of January, and you really need it. So there you go. You can buy it today and be having warm thoughts until we need it. 647-2111 is the number. The day number 4 Grace auction items are underway. We have generated a little over $6,000 in 3 days, 2 hours each. So we're making it about $1,000 an hour, and that's good. That's kind of what we paid Joanne, I think. Anyway, 647-2111. Give us a call now. Be a part of the auction. We'd love to hear from you.
Still the line we've been walking. Swear I wasn't even drunk.
a young band on Country and Community WRCO. We are off and running. We have some fun stuff to auction off until the noon hour today. Again, the Knights of Columbus St. Mary's Parish Fish Fry is up for bid. We have a certificate for one fish meal. They serve up baked or deep fried fish, cheesy hash browns or baked potato, coleslaw, applesauce. It is a real good meal. St. Mary's at the corner of 4th and Main, but if you're lining up for Friday Fish, follow the signs on Central and 5th Street. We have an opening bid of that, around that, let's see, $10 is the opening bid on that. Thank you very much. Courtesy of Edward Jones, we have this to give away. In fact, they've donated a $50 Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such gift card. And, of course, that'll go a long way. Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, located at 880 North Orange Street here in Richland Center, across from Kroska Park. And good stuff there. You can focus on buying something for your pets, something for your yard, some feed for your birds, whatever the case might be. So we have a bid of $25, good opening bid, on the $50 Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such certificate. Two tickets to hear the show, see the show, Molly B's Christmas Special, which is happening on December 7th. It's for the 6 o'clock show at the Cal Center in Reedsburg. Cal, by the way, short for Communications Art and Learning Center. That's a good trivia question for you. Located at Reedsburg High School. Many holiday traditions in Molly's show, including dancers, children, costumes, songs, and lots of Christmas spirit. She is the host of the Molly B Polka Party TV show, multi-instrumentalist, award-winning vocalist. In fact, she was in the morning show studios just a month or so ago, and we convinced her to play her accordion at the morning show. That was really a great time. Fun stuff. And Richard Knuth was here that day as well. He's a big part of the veterans organization there in Reedsburg. We could use some upped bids here today. $25. Thank you very much. $25 for the Molly B tickets. Jolie Newkirk, always a big supporter of Grace. She's always come through with her homemade chocolate fudge. And we have a bid of $20 on that currently. And for the large pickup load of dry firewood, that is at $50 right now. And it's donated to us in our auction by Muller Auto Body, located at 231 South Church Street, a top and body repair and paint shop. So be aware of that. They've got some wood for you, and they'll deliver it, too, within a 25-mile radius of Richland Center. Some good burning firewood, and that can be yours for the right money. Again, the opening bid is at $50. 647-2111, that item. The wood will be on sale until 11. The other previously mentioned items will be on sale today until 10:30.
This can't be happening. I wonder if this is covered by my insurance.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Ryan from Julie Karen State Farm. Wow, that really works, even in radio.
Hey, Phil, what seems to be the problem?
My CD seems to have gone kaput. Is this covered in my policy?
What CD is it?
Twisted Sister.
Well, I would suggest removing that one from the policy, but yes, it is covered.
Tragedy averted. Julie Cairns, my local State Farm insurance agent, has saved the day, providing financial services, bank products, and life insurance with the most attentive customer service around. Give Julie or Ryan a call today at 647-3632.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
Coach Johnson here again, and it's officially summertime. How are you feeling about your health journey? If you'd like to discuss some options, contact Jamie Johnson on Facebook. You can also call or text him at 608-604-7751. That's 604-7751 to discuss different programs. Working out is optional and not required with the different plans, though it is helpful. Reach out and start a conversation and consider making changes with your health today. Why wait?
Don't miss the Super Summer Sales events happening at the Family Thrift Shop. Beginning July 31st to August 3rd, all summer clothing 50% off. Our back-to-school sale begins August 14th to the 17th. All children's clothing, shoes, backpacks, and all-size team sports apparel 50% off. Stop in often. New items are added daily. Shop smart, where your donations and purchases help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop. 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there.
78 degrees at WRCO Studios. We appreciate you listening today to our Walk with Grace radio auction. It is day number 4. Right now, the St. Mary's Parish Fish Fry is at $20. $40. The price for the Chet's Feed Seed and Such certificate donated by Edward Jones. The Molly B tickets are at $40. And the fudge from Jolie Newkirk is at $25. And the firewood, $50. That item on sale until 11. The previous four on sale until 10:30. 608-647-4155. The Grace office will be open today. It's regular hours. If you'd like to stop by and maybe pick up a raffle ticket or return them if you haven't sold them all, you can do that at the Grace office today. And if you need to get a hold of Grace to maybe kind of ask a question or figure out their hours for when you're going to settle up and get your items, 608-604-8255. 604-8255. Keep that in mind. Also, congratulations on a community note today to the Muscatine American Legion. They were trying to set a goal of 1,000 burgers in the park last night, and congratulations to them. They served 1,077 burgers in the park last night. So way to go. Tom Nundorf called, and I didn't even recognize his voice. He was so tired. But a lot of they sold about a cow and a half last night, 1,077 burgers. So congratulations, and thanks to everyone who bought one. Michael, did you buy a bunch of burgers last night or not?
Oh, shoot. No, I don't. I kind of had stomach issues last night for all that cheese I ate yesterday.
Yeah, you did get in the cheese there a little bit. So what's a good word? You have an update for us?
Molly B tickets are currently at $50.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. Molly B tickets at $50 right now. 647-2111 to up the bids.
Wilkinson Auctions Muscadet Area Equipment Consignment Auction is Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. Some of the highlights include a low hour 2021 Case SR175 skid loader, a John Deere 550C dozer, tons of trailers, including multiple reefer trailers, combines and heads, and grain carts and gravity boxes. New equipment is arriving daily, so check the website or come down to the auction yard to see new pieces. The Muscadet Area Equipment Auction, Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. You know, we got the best books. You know, we got the best wine. You know, we have the best records in probably southwest Wisconsin, and they're the best curated records, and I mean curated. We have the best records, and they're going out to the best homes. You should come by. Come by Saturday when we have two gents here nerding it out over the records. Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Every day there's something new.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsborough Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsborough Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3, drove 100,000 miles. doors.
She tried to pay me with a kiss, and I began to understand it's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town, and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down ahead, and I still wouldn't trade it for a good living. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, you wouldn't have tailgates. I made all my wives in traffic jams. Is there something women like about a pickup man? Like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire, roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupe de ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, you wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. It's just something women like about a pickup man.
Mixtape featuring Joe Diffie and Post Malone. Something women like about a pickup man. Maybe a pickup man with a pickup load of wood. Dry firewood. Right now, that is at $75. So they will deliver within 25-mile radius of Richland Center. The dry firewood is at $75. The St. Mary's Parish fish fry is at $20. The Chet's Feed Seed and Such certificate is at $40. It's a $50 certificate. $50 bid for the two tickets to the Reedsburg Cal Center's Molly B. Christmas Show, and $30 for Jolene Newkirk's 1 pound of chocolate homemade fudge. Yes, make that a part of your morning. And maybe scroll ahead and look at some of the other items up for bid. We have a big day here all the way up until noontime. And check out our Facebook page. There are some legit pictures on there as well. And if you have any questions about any of the items, you can also call us about that as well and kind of discuss whether or not you're going to invest in something. But, of course, every time you do, you're investing in Grace. And Grace has reached out and touched so many lives through the years. Those interested in luminaries for Walk with Grace can pick them up at Richland County Bank, Royal Bank, People's Community Bank, All American Do It Center, or Walsh's Ace Hardware, all in Richland Center. Luminaries are also available at the Grace office today until 1 o'clock. You can pick those up and decorate them, write them, do a very nice little tribute to a cancer survivor or those that that you remember, you want to remember. We have those for you right up until walk time. But if they're turned back in by next Wednesday, they will be included on the narration and also on the video that Grace will be making this year of all of the luminaries. Thanks for joining us here for the Grace Auction. We're into the final, 8 minutes of auction here, the first half hour on WRCO Radio.
Gunderson Baskerville is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Baskerville Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Baskerville Specialty Clinic today.
Get ready, Mineral Point Monster Truck fans, for a special Wednesday night hump night happening August 7th. The Iowa County Fairgrounds will explode with big blown monster trucks flying 30 feet in the air, just like you see in TV. Plus a spectacular jet meltdown show and freestyle motocross doing big, sick tricks. The kids are gonna love this. Plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets get a free pit party pass to meet the drivers. And now get tickets in advance at monstertrucktour.com with no service charges or fees. Get your advance tickets only at www.monsterxtour.com. Come early and ride in a real monster truck. The Monster X Tour. For a special Wednesday night hump night happening August 7th. Advance tickets at monsterxtour.com. Iowa County Fairgrounds will never be the same again.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Here's an update on the bids. Right now, the fish fry from St. Mary's Parish is at $25. The Chet's Feed seat and such certificate is now up to $50. $50 for the Molly B tickets and $35 for the fudge. Those items on sale until 10:30. Also, the firewood, that is up to $100. Wow. Lots of cool stuff on the auction. Keep on bidding. Maybe if I play John Denver, June might buy me something today in the auction.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old. Virginia.
John Denver on WRCO Radio. No, I'm not in trouble, but maybe she'll buy me something. We'll see. Anyway, we have a current update. The fish fry certificate is at $45. The Chet's feed, seed, and such certificate donated by Edward Jones is at $50. The Molly B tickets, $70. And the fudge is at $40. So you have a couple of minutes to better those bids if you'd like. Otherwise, if you're the one that has the bids, you're holding steady with those. Or you can also up your own bid if you'd like. We don't care. $125 on the Mueller Auto Body donated dry firewood as well. Again, delivery within 25 miles. Mueller Auto Body located at 231 South Church Street with a very generous donation for us. And most people think of cars and trucks. I drove by one day. There was a horse being wheeled in. It was laying on its back and the feet were up in the air. So they say they did a double take, but they do repair and they paint large statues too. So, okay. So that they'll do it all. Stop by and ask him for more at Mueller Auto Body. So we're down to about a minute and 15, something like that. A minute and 15 on the current items. So go for it now or forever hold your peace. $45 on the fish fry from St. Mary's, $50 on the Chet's feed, seed, and such certificate, $70 on the Molly B tickets, $40 on the fudge. Right now, those items go off sale at 10:30, so we'll keep focusing on them for the time being here. It looks like Michael has another quick update. What do you have there, Mike?
Molly B is up to 3/4 of the way to 100. It's at 75.
Thank you very much. Michael Hernan, who is not too lethargic after too much cheese yesterday. Good job, man. Michael Hernan, Ken Theed, and Eileen Stevens manning the phones for us. Bo Hendricks at the computer as well. We'll get an update from Bo on what all these items officially sold for during our next half hour of items after we introduce you to them. So again, $45 for the fish fry, $50 for the Chet's feed, seed, and such certificate, $75 for the Molly B tickets, and $45 for the fudge, it looks like. And we're down to the final seconds. I forgot my bell again there, Michael. If you want to get that bell so we can officially ring it and say phones down here again, we're down to the final seconds for the first half hour item. There you are. Thank you. All right. Phones officially down. Again, we'll take calls right up to the bell time. If you're on the phone, we won't hang up on you. And in fact, the phone lines are clear. So we'll put the wraps on the first half hour of items and move on to the next half hour of items. We'll introduce you to what we're selling, and then we'll kind of give you a little bit more of a description here in the next few minutes. But we want to get them started. First of all, we have another pint of maple syrup from Dennis Pecan, that very practical item you can put on your pancakes or whatever you want. Also, we have the Boaz RC Sunrise septic deal right now. One septic tank pumping and inspection within 25-mile radius of Richland Center. You probably need that anyway. Again, one of those practical things that you can buy right here and help out Grace. From Diane Nautical, we have another cherry cheesecake. Oh, boy. The first one sold really well yesterday. So thank you, Diane, for that donation. And from Royal Cleaning, we have a $100 gift certificate to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Wow, that'll go a long ways. That'll buy you a lot of good stuff at Christie's Sunnyside. So, again, those items are up for bid until 11 o'clock today. The large pickup load of dry firewood, that is up to $125. 608-647-2111. That is our studio line, our office line. And if you don't have a bidder number, you can call and get that taken care of as well. 79 degrees in Richland Center. Daily Dose Time is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and Richardson Stafford Funeral Home.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. John Wooden, the legendary basketball coach from UCLA, had the unusual ability to bring the best out of his players. One of his techniques with players who were having trouble at the free throw line was to take them up on a stepladder to get a view above the rim. He would then illustrate how large the goal was by having the player drop two basketballs through at once. From below and under pressure, that rim can look awfully small. Coach Wooden knew that in order to succeed, he first had to help change the player's perspective, and it worked. Immediately, their free throw percentages improved. The implications here are powerful. We are often intimidated by goals and milestones that we deem as too difficult. What we need is a change of perspective. Talk to those who've already done it. Find out how they made it. Their view is from above the rim, and they know it wasn't nearly as difficult as it seemed from below. Reaching our goals, no matter how lofty, sometimes is simply a matter of changing our perspective. Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it.
Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically, but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Your favorite varieties of apples and grapes grow on over 200 acres at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Much of the fruit is sold retail through the farm market, but a wholesale division of the company moves a significant amount of the fruit, as well as custom packing fruit for other local growers. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you with the best quality apples and grapes this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Thanks to all the donators to our auction. Oakwood Fruit Farm certainly among them. All right. Well, let's give you an update on what we're getting so far as bids. We have a pint of maple syrup donated to us by Dennis Peckon. This is the last pint of maple syrup, so it is your last opportunity, and currently it is at $10. Also, okay, let's see. One septic tank pumping and inspection within 25-mile radius of Richland Center. As most homeowners outside of the city limits know, Richland County is required by state law to have proof from the property owner that the septic system has been checked and pumped every 3 years. So remember that. Boaz Septic offers a variety of different services that encompasses all of your septic pumping and service needs. They are state certified to perform the county required inspections of your system. They service Richland, Iowa, Grant, Sauk, Crawford, and Vernon counties. And again, that right now up for bid. We have a septic tank pumping and inspection within 25-mile radius of Richland Center, and it is at $350. Wow, people know the value of that, and so thank you very much. A couple of bids on that, but it's already up to $350. From Diane Nautigal, another very generous gift to Grace. Diane has been a longtime supporter of Grace and has graced us with her cheesecakes, and here's another one here today. It's a collector item. But it won't be one of those that sits on the shelf very long, I can tell you that. $120 bid right now on the cherry cheesecake from Diane Nautigal. And the $100 gift certificate to Christy Sunnyside, donated by Royal Cleaning, that is at $130. So a little bit about Royal Cleaning. They specialize in interior cleaning, both residential and commercial. They could be a one-time cleaning or maybe a weekly, bi-weekly cleaning, or set up a monthly cleaning service. For your peace of mind, you should know that they are bonded and they also carry liability insurance. Food for thought, think of Royal Cleaning and maybe get a gift certificate for somebody in treatment. Just something a little different, but can be very helpful to an individual or family dealing with cancer. So we thank Hannah for the very generous $100 gift card donation to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. But I'll have to check into that, see if she can maybe clean my man cave there, see if Hannah has a hazmat suit and things like that so she can get it done properly. Anyway, congratulations to our opening bidders. We'll see if Bo, does Bo have the tails on the first one? Yeah, I think he does. So we'll get him switched over from what we're currently bidding on to the previous half-hour item. Bo, what do you have for us?
We're heading back in time, Phil, for a quick look at the first segment. And, well, we started off pretty strong, I'd say. You know, it's a good way to start off. We had the fish fry certificate from St. Mary's Parish. That sold for $45 to bidder $700. After that, the Edward Jones donation of the $50 Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such certificate sold for its price, $50, to bidder $570. The two tickets to the December 7th Molly B. Show in the Reedsburg Cal Center, that was one that kept kind of edging its way up. It sold for $75 to bidder $565. And 1 pound of chocolate homemade fudge sold for $45 to bidder $355. So, not a bad start.
Oh, really good start. Thank you, Bo. That's a morning, a Thursday morning go-getters right out of the gate here. Today, we can give you an update on the firewood donated by Mother Auto Body. That is at $160. That's a lot of warmth for this coming winter. So once again, the syrup is at 10, 350 on the septic pumping, 125 on the cheesecake, 130 on the $100 gift certificate to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Stay tuned. There is always a big finish to our Grace auctions. And this half hour, you have about, I don't know, 20 minutes or so to contemplate. Someone as
beautiful as you. Welcome to the Pure American Country Radio Minute. Where are the Thomas Rhett diehards? I know you're out there. I'm Bill Cody. Okay. As a fan of Thomas Rhett, you've noticed his lack of touring this year. He says there's a good reason for that, and he's very focused on making a new album in 2024.
This is a big year for us. We're not playing many shows, but this is the first time that I have ever actually had the time to release, like, an album, like, not slammed between a whole bunch of shows. And so we're releasing a new record called About a Woman on August 23rd. Put our first song out in May, and, like, three or four more over the course of the summer. 14 tracks. It's my seventh album. I can't believe I'm saying that. But, yeah, we'll put that out in August, and hopefully announce a big tour for next year.
And just for the record, Thomas's definition of a light year, still a couple of dozen shows, and that includes a Las Vegas residency at Fountain Blue in December. Look for more preview tracks on the way before About a Woman's arrival August 23rd. I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. You want to save money on your insurance needs? No more excuses. In the time it takes to sing four verses of our national anthem, Pure American Insurance shops over 30 leading insurance brands to uncover the best coverage at the best price. Visit PureAmericanInsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. card was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Our Walk with Grace auction is here, and now until noon today, joining us, the president of Grace, Eileen Stevens. It's going pretty well for day four, isn't it?
It is. We've had a wonderful start to this day. People are being very generous, and we've got, you know, besides the wonderful donations coming in, the people making the bids are just, they're just blowing it out of the water.
Yeah, they really are, and we're seeing a lot of things at or above value, which we like to see.
Right, and that's what I like to see, too. It's not, you know, bargain shopping. People are really giving from the heart for what the cause is, and that's what's important.
You're rocking that new Walk with Grace shirt, too, I must say.
So. You betcha. They are awesome. I can't wait to see them all out on the walking trails and the sidewalks and downtown and wherever we're at.
They do stand out. You have the familiar Grace logo, and then if you have a team name on the back, boy, you can really see it against that orange backdrop, can't you?
Yes, yes. They are really sharp-looking shirts. We've already had people, I post them on the Facebook page, and people are already calling asking if they can get one.
So this is your first, it isn't a year yet that you've been president, but it's getting pretty close there. So have you been pretty happy with how it's gone?
It is. I mean, it's such everything is always a new learning experience and new people, and it's just been a great opportunity, and I've had a lot of fun doing it, so.
Good volunteers. You've had some new volunteers, which you always need in these organizations.
Always need volunteers. I'll never turn a volunteer away. There's always something to be done somewhere, whether they have an hour to volunteer or whether they have 15 hours a week to volunteer. We can put them to work.
We can always use them the night of the walk on the 9th of August, can't we?
Yes, and I'm sure June has put out many pleas for for walkers too, yes, but for volunteers, there's plenty of work.
For setup and takedown?
Setup, takedown, trash pickup, there's just a lot of stuff to be done.
And a lot of things coordinating now, the auction, the silent auction, the bucket raffle at Grace, all of those items need to be transported to the location. That's a job too, isn't it?
Right, so everything we have up at the office, the morning of the walk, we have to get loaded up, taken down those, you know, the steps and loaded and hauled out to the community center, unloaded, set up, tables put up. It's a big job.
If someone is a successful bidder today or tomorrow, can you kind of maybe go over the hours or how they can get those items and pay up?
Right. Today, the office will be open from, Joanne will get there at 11 in the morning, 11 o'clock this morning, and then I will be there until 2 o'clock this afternoon. And then tomorrow morning, I'm going to make it a point to be there early. I'll be there by 7 a.m. on Friday, and I'll be there from 7 until 9:30, and then we'll be back from 1 until 5:30.
Okay. So tomorrow would be a really good day, especially, you know, to kind of wrap up the auction if you've done some shopping this week, to pick up your stuff.
Right, right. So trying to have those hours where people can get in before work, they can get in, you know, if they have a late lunch, or they can get in after work.
Okay. And otherwise, they can call and make an appointment as
you
well.
You bet. Call anytime. Leave a message on my cell phone. Right now, the phones are forwarded to my cell phone, so just leave a message. I'll get back to you, and we'll set up a time.
And you probably can do a drive-through, too, if someone can't possibly, you know, go up your steps and things like that.
Most right? definitely, yes. If they need me or somebody who's ever there to bring the item down to the car, we can do that for you as well.
Excellent. We'll let you get back to the phones because we want to keep you busy here.
Thank you.
You bet. Eileen Stevens, president of Grace, joining us here on WRCO Radio, and let's give you an update. The maple syrup is at $10. We have a $350 bid on the septic tank pumping from Boaz and RC Sunrise Septic. The cherry cheesecake at $150. And the gift card for Christy Sunnyside from Royal Cleaning is at $130. And the firewood, $160. That's going to warm your heart, warm your hearth coming up. So lots of opportunities to bid. You have about 15 minutes to go on these current items.
Talk to God like you always tell me I should. I don't live my life every day like you pray that I would. Yeah, I'm a mess of a man, lessons to learn. You're the last thing
Change the light.
Thomas Rhett, the subject of today's Country Music Greats Radio Minute, and a great title, something to think about when we're talking about grace. Angels don't always have wings. $10 for the maple syrup, donated by Dennis Pecon. Thank you, Dennis, for your generous donations to Grace this year. Also, $3.50 on the septic tank pumping. The cherry cheesecake is at $1.60. And the gift certificate to Christie's is at $130. The dry firewood, one large pickup load of dry firewood, is at $175 currently. You have until 11 to better those bids.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 78 degrees at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Looks like our answers are getting busy again, so we'll give you an update in just a moment on the current items up for bid until 11.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. This is Phil Nee, and I am a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff, packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted, and right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Current bids here during the Walk with Grace auction, day number 4, $25 for the pint of maple syrup, $3.50 for the septic tank pumping. The cherry cheesecake working hard for us, up to $200. Thank you so much. And $140 on the Christie Sunnyside gift card donated by Royal Cleaning. And the firewood at $175. Thank you so much. You have about 8 minutes to bid on these. So give us a call if you'd like to, or if you'd like to have maybe a little bit more information on these items or anything coming up in the auction today, 608-647-2111, and you'll talk to our very loyal and dedicated staff and volunteers during the Walk with Grace auction.
promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit in.
I hope you dance. Grace has allowed lots of folks to dance over the years, and that's a great tune from Leanne Womack and Sons of the Desert. Mr. Ken Feet is helping today as well. Have you been busy so far in the first hour?
You know, it's been very good for Grace, and that's important.
Good and steady.
It is.
Sure. Let me see. Let me give you a quick update. $25 on the syrup, $350 on the septic tank pumping, $200 on the cherry cheesecake, $140 on the Christie Sunnyside certificate, and $175 on the load of firewood.
Working hard for Grace.
They really are. Right. Some fun items coming up here over the course of the next hour.
Well, we got another hour of and two sets, and then we'll have, what's the big ticket item for the next one?
Next hour, we have some Badger tickets.
Actually. Even better. So you had mentioned mm-hmm. that when we were listening at quarter to nine, you were talking about all the mm-hmm. opportunities that you have to bid on these items.
Absolutely. And it's kind of fun. I know you talked to some of the bidders, too, but some people are buying it, you know, kind of as a surprise and a gift. And
you know, and all every dollar goes to Grace. That's the most important thing to recognize is we're doing this. And to the backup bidders and the bidders that didn't get the final bid, thank you for bidding because you're what makes the auction special.
I know you're involved in other things and other organizations. Why did you get involved with Grace, Ken?
3 years ago, Rob Renish wanted to look at somebody taking over the silent auction portion, and I said I would do it. And he's got me involved and now staying with it because I'm just really recognizing what Grace does.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your volunteerism there. So, and we're going to see you soon. I think you're going to join us in the morning show. Talk a little history here one of these days.
We got to talk a little Richland County history. How does that sound?
That's and one of my favorite topics moment. Right there. Yeah, you're doing a great job with those history moments. Lots of fun. Thanks, Ken.
You bet. Ken, we're closing down.
We're closing down. We got a lot of get back to the phone there and not let Michael have all the glory here. So, all right, $25 on the maple syrup, $350 on the septic tank pumping, $200 on the cherry cheesecake, $140 on the cleaning, the Royal Cleaning Christie Sunnyside gift certificate. Those items are up for bid for another minute and a half, and the large pickup load of dry firewood is at $225. Michael Herden, what do you have?
Oh, I was about to say it was at $225, but it looks like you got it.
Man, I scooped you this time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're good.
Bo was quick at getting the numbers in there before you could get into the other room. So.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, better luck next time. Thank you, Michael. So those items up for bid. You've got another 1 minute here to go. $225 on the firewood. That's been on sale since 10. And the half-hour items, $25 on the syrup, $350 on the septic tank pumping, $200 on the cherry cheesecake, $140 on the Christie's Sunnyside gift certificate. That'll get you, well, a sassy hog and lots of ice cream and lots of locally grown products and honey and all kinds of stuff. You can go back and again. I don't even know if maybe it gets you a meet and greet with Kenny, the wannabe baker. I don't know. 8x10 glossy of him, and he'd probably sign it for you as well. So all of those things involved in that gift certificate, even more than you bargained for. We're down to less than 30 seconds if you'd like to up any of those bids. But when 11 hits, we're going to ring the bell and introduce you to the next half-hour items and one-hour item as well. 25 on the maple syrup, $350 on the septic tank pumping, $200 on the cherry cheesecake, $140 on the Christie's Sunnyside gift, and $225 on the pickup load. Going once, going twice.